the myth of the lone wolf terrorist.
In recent years, references to such attacks have become inescapable. But this lazy term obscures the real nature of the threat against us. By Jason Burke. At around 8 p.m. on Sunday the 29th of January, a young man walked into a mosque in the Santa Juan neighborhood of Quebec City and opened fire on worshippers with a 9mm handgun. The imam had just finished leading the congregation in prayer when the intruder started shooting at them. He killed 6 and injured 19 more. The dead included an IT specialist employed by the city council, a grocer, and a science professor. The suspect, Alexandre Bissonnette, a 27-year-old student, has been charged with 6 counts of murder, though not terrorism. Within hours of the attack, Ralph Goodale, the Canadian Minister for Public Safety, described the killer as a lone wolf. His statement was rapidly picked up by the world's media. Goodale's statement came as no surprise. In early 2017, well into the second decade of the most intense wave of international terrorism since the 1970s, the lone wolf has for many observers come to represent the most urgent security threat faced by the West. The term, which describes an individual actor who strikes alone and is not affiliated with any larger group, is now widely used by politicians, journalists, security officials, and the general public. It is used for Islamic militant attackers and, as the shooting in Quebec shows, for killers with other ideological motivations. Within hours of the news breaking of an attack on pedestrians and a policeman in central London, it was used to describe the 52-year-old British convert responsible. Yet few beyond the esoteric world of terrorism analysis appear to give this almost ubiquitous term much thought. Terrorism has changed dramatically in recent years. Attacks by groups with defined chains of command have become rarer, as the prevalence of terrorist networks, autonomous cells, and in rare cases, individuals, has grown. This evolution has prompted a search for a new vocabulary, as it should. The label that seems to have been decided on is lone wolves. They are, we have been repeatedly told, terror enemy number one. Yet using the term as liberally as we do is a mistake. Labels frame the way we see the world and thus influence attitudes and eventually policies. Using the wrong words to describe problems that we need to understand distorts public perceptions as well as the decisions taken by our leaders. Lazy talk of lone wolves obscures the real nature of the threat against us and makes us all less safe.